This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios, the revolution will be broadcast. Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now, the Rich Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So I'll make a prediction for you today. I'll make a prediction that when the morning shows begin at 7, Good Morning America and the others, they'll all lead with Trump surrenders on the census. Mark my words, that will be the lead, with the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos taking the cake on that. Welcome to the show. Good morning. A beautiful weekend ahead for the most part. Beautiful day today in Philadelphia. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210, the Cioli Show, facebook.com/Cioli Show. If you'd like to check in and say hello, I don't know if you're planning this weekend on going to the movies or not. I don't know if you are going to see the live action Lion King movie. Does that interest you at all, Dawn?
Yeah, I love Lion King.
Yeah, the cartoon or yeah. Just all of it?
All of it. Well, I've seen it on Broadway in New York.
And?
Loved it.
Loved it. How much did you pay for those tickets?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
My husband buys all that stuff.
I mean, at one point they were super expensive,
yeah.
Right? The Lion King. Well, they've made a live action movie of The Lion King. And according to The Washington Post, it's actually white supremacy. So beware.
What?
Yes. Lion King is white supremacy,
yes.
According to The Washington Post. First of all, I think these live action movies are stupid. I'm done with these live action movies now. Talking lions running around. Enough. You know what it is now? They want to try to get more money out of us, Disney. So they say, okay, the people that grew up with the cartoon, now they want something to remind them of their youth. So we'll make Will Smith Aladdin and we'll make talking lions, right? And this is what they do.
Kids love talking lions.
Oh, it's dumb.
And Will Smith was great.
Ugh. Oh, he was not. Oof.
Yes.
He was?
He was?
No, he was.
He was great.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Loved it.
I didn't see it. I don't care.
And kids love talking lions. Let's just,
that's true.
For the record.
They do love talking white supremacist lions. You're right. This is from Newsbusters. Well, it was bound to happen. One of the woke writers at the Washington Post found something political to nitpick about Disney's remake of The Lion King. Rather than let everyone enjoy one of childhood's great classics, Dan Hassler Forrest tried to burst the bubble, pointing out how it's a fantastic story that incorporates the white supremacist worldview.
Oh.
Yes. The very fact that there is a Lion King is a problem. It means there's a whole strata of animal subjects under his rule, and that is just not okay. On Wednesday, the world's biggest negative Nancy, as they call him, wrote, "But as nostalgic as Circle of Life may make us feel, this bombastic scene is also a painful reminder of the film's ideological agenda. It introduces us to a society where the weak have learned to worship at the feet of the strong." Now, in the animal kingdom, they're not woke yet. So they actually still do that stuff.
Yeah.
The alpha male still runs the show.
Yeah.
I'm sure one day in the future, wokeness will come to the animal kingdom.
But you know, all the lion queens do all the work. You know that the lionesses do all the work. They do all the hunting.
Do they?
Yeah.
What do the men do?
They're like sex slaves.
They go out, play golf?
Yeah.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
They're like sex slaves?
That's what they're there for. That's pretty much it.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good way to... Well, yeah. I like that.
Why can't we?
Yeah. You go out and do the work. We'll stay here in the cave.
Yeah.
And,
like,
but they have to keep the babies away from the male lions, right? Because the male lions will eat them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a most dads. Why most dads... That's why you'll never find men working at daycare centers or stay-at-home dads.
Yeah.
For that reason.
You're gonna get a lot of calls right now from stay-at-home dads.
I know. But you notice that daycare centers are very rarely staffed with men.
It's true.
And there are not many male nannies out there. The joke on the This Is Us.
Doubtfire. Oh.
This Is Us, that he was the Manny.
Yes.
Remember? Kevin was the Manny. For a reason, because
yes.
Men are not that great with kids in the long run. For moments, we are. But it's just in nature, I think. I'm not afraid to say I think women are better, especially when kids are younger.
Yeah.
At taking care of them. And in the animal kingdom, the male lion just goes, enough of this, and just eats the kid. Right?
I'm tired of this nonsense.
This is enough. I'm eating. The mom's gone. I'm having lunch.
We can learn so much from the Lion Kingdom.
Exactly.
I mean,
the animal kingdom teaches you everything you need to know,
Well,
right?
They never actually did it. They just started the rumor. so that they fear it.
Oh, is that what
it is? Like, yeah, I heard that Lion Dad once, you know.
Lion Dad.
Lion Dad, yeah. Lion Dad, you know, one time ate a kid, just let him go golfing one day. It'd be better. The animal kingdom, it is a kingdom, and there is, in fact, when you go into the zoo, for example, the Philadelphia Zoo, and you look at, say, the gorilla enclosure and the area there, you notice that there is a hierarchy. The powerful gorillas are in charge. The weak gorillas are not. That's how it works, and that's the animal kingdom, and they haven't yet figured out wokeness yet, so they haven't decided to be woke. Maybe one day when wokeness comes to the animal kingdom, it'll be better, yeah, and they'll have programs to advance each other. But until then, I think it's totally realistic to say you can have a lion king, because there is a king of the jungle. It's kind of a thing, right?
Yeah,
we know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
There is a guy. So he also writes here now, at least in the Lion King, Mufasa actually protects the fauna he rules over. If Hassler Forrest got a problem here, wait till he watches a Nat Geo special on the hierarchical murderous goings-on in the animal kingdom. You ever watch those shows, the animal shows?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Millions Brutal. Of people watch them at 9 p.m. and don't watch the Lester Cuomo on CNN. Because consistently, Animal Planet beats CNN at 9 p.m. Consistently. So more people are tuning in to watch murderous lions than the Lester Cuomo, Chris Cuomo on CNN primetime. That's just a fact, Dawn. Just a fact.
Yep.
But you watch those shows and you realize how vicious the animal kingdom really is, right? They'll kill everything. They don't care. You know what I mean?
Well, it's also the survival of the fittest.
Exactly. And you don't find many vegans among the meat eaters. You don't find a lion going, I'm going to try this veganism thing for a while. See how this works for me. It doesn't happen, really. Now, the critic continued by saying, the Lion King offers us a seductive worldview in which absolute power goes unquestioned and where the weak and the vulnerable are fundamentally inferior. Yeah, that's the animal kingdom, man. The weak and the vulnerable are inferior and they get eaten, and that's how evolution works. That's how evolution works, man. Survival of the fittest. If you don't make it, you don't make it. If you can't hunt the gazelle, you're out. You're out. It's not that complicated, is it? Man, why does everything have to be woke? Why does everything now have to be politically correct? Even the animal kingdom now has to be politically correct. What he would have liked is if the animal kingdom, they go, he's the weakest lion. Share your gazelle with him. Bring the gazelle over and share with Skippy, the gimp lion. You know what I mean? Share with little Skippy who can't catch a gazelle himself.
The gimp lion.
Yeah, the little gimp lion. They're limping around.
Which does not exist.
No, give him one of your gazelle bones. Let him eat it, please. We all have to share and be equal in the lion kingdom. That's what they want. That would have made the Washington Post happy. That would have made him happy. We're all equal here. In the circle of life, they have a circle of a dead gazelle, and they just share it among all the lions. That's not how it works. It's never worked that way, by the way. Remember I said earlier in the week, when we were hunters and gatherers, the guys who went out and hunted and brought back a lion, those guys passed on their genes. The ones who brought back the rabbit, not so much, because the hot cave lady was like, I'm out. This guy brought back a rabbit, I'm out. Those genes did not get passed on that much. This is how this works. This is not complicated. He continues saying that the Lion King, what else did he say now? Forget the fact that their peaceful stewardship of Pride Rock is the only thing that keeps the hyenas at bay. Where the real progress lies is in seeing Simba and Mufasa's benevolent rule as a good thing. It's just a mirror to our own racist and classist society. Quote, with the lions standing in for the ruling class and the good herbivores embodying society's descent, law-abiding citizens, the hyenas transparently represent the black, brown, and disabled bodies that are forcefully excluded from this fascist society. So now the hyenas represent now black and brown people.
How
and
is
I assume
that?
I assume immigrants and the lions are Trump and this is Trump's America. The Lion King, which takes place in Africa with only animal characters, is now depicting apparently a white supremacist society by using predator-prey relationships. Can I ask an honest question? In the wild, hyenas, are they not some of the biggest pains in the asses?
Yeah, they're always laughing, right?
And they're nasty, right?
Right.
They will eat you in a heartbeat. You cross a hyena in the wild, you are dead.
100%,
dead.
Yes.
100% of the time.
Yes.
Dead. So isn't it possible they're just actually talking about hyenas and it's not subtext for something else? Can't it just be about the hyenas and not be about actually black, brown, disabled, trans, abled, or whatever the hell else?
Nope.
Everything today has to be this. I can't stand it. You can't get away from it for 5 minutes.
You can't.
For 5 minutes. It's the same reason why I get annoyed with, you know, the whole Toy Story thing with the two moms. Like, stop. Yeah. Stop reading into every ounce of everything. We do this. Sometimes people on my side do it too. And I go, enough. Just either enjoy it or don't go. That's it. Go or don't go. And then if you go, don't start your nonsense with it. Even though I do that at home with the shows that I have to watch.
This is why we can't have nice things.
It's right? Why we can't have nice things. Now, I'm a hypocrite. I do this myself with movies. But this wokeness stuff is amazing to me.
These people just have to relax. Go to the movie and relax.
Right? He says here now, if you think it's just a movie, Dawn, to that point, I'm going to read you the response to of what the critic said. As in every fable, a variety of cute and cuddly figures stand in for human societal organizations, mapping our internalized social hierarchies onto the pristine and neutral world of the animal kingdom, renders these power dynamics natural, common sense, and desirable. So there you go, Dawn. It's not just a movie, actually. It's how we desensitize kids to white supremacy. Because, you know, Disney, huge white supremacist at Disney.
It's true.
Huge.
Yep.
Disney's always been known for that. Wow. Well, there you go. That is, if you want us to go see the live action Lion King this weekend, just know it's not woke, all right? It's not woke. So
now
please, you know,
it.
Don't go
Stay
see
woke!
It.
No,
well, not the Lion King. Not woke at all.
Yeah, where's Maxine for this?
Where is Maxine for this, right? It's like the Little Mermaid. They're mad at the Little Mermaid now. Some people on Twitter, as a parody now, we're making fun of the fact that this beautiful African-American actress was cast as Ariel.
Yes.
Halle Berry, not Halle Berry, but Halle Berry. What's her name? You know,
it's Halle. Oh, my gosh.
It's like Halle Berry, but not Halle Berry.
Halle Bailey.
What is it?
Halle Bailey.
Halle Bailey. Beautiful. Yeah.
She is.
All right. So some people started a whole thing about how mermaids are not black. Mermaids are white.
I know. I can't believe people went on social media and said black people can't swim.
It got OMG. Horrible. See, this is the problem with doing satire is that sometimes you actually do get people who go way too far and say horrific things. But I think, I don't know, but I have a feeling that was done at the beginning as sort of a poke at fun of this kind of cultural nonsense that's done.
I don't know.
Why can't mermaids be black?
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, they don't exist. So it really, it could be anything. But that, I think that was the point of it originally, and it just completely got out of control. But this is the kind of nonsense of a society we live in now. This woke, everything now with woke. Everything's woke. I'm not woke. I'm barely awake, let alone woke.
It's true.
It's true.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.